Well, dear friends, a whole year has come and gone since our last opportunity to assemble in this fashion. But it's so good to see you all here again this year and to welcome you. And those who have joined us through the broadcast to the 2019 West Suburban Convention. And in reality, your brethren of the West Suburban Ecclesia count it a joy to be able to assemble together with each of you in spirit and in truth, as our manna text brought to our attention this day, to have this special weekend set aside to fellowship with you on things above. That's our main interest, isn't it? There's always the everyday things, but we want to focus on things above and then to meditate together upon the Lord's Word. And so we warmly welcome each of you to this place that the Lord has provided for us to do the thing that Malachi admonished us to do in Malachi 3:16, where he said, "Then they that feared or reverenced the Lord did what?" The Lord noticed that they spoke often to one another, and the Lord hearkened to it. He was pleased with that, and he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that reverenced the Lord and that thought upon his name. And then Malachi adds, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts," speaking for our Lord and Heavenly Father. "When? In that day. The day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." And I think most all of us can discern that the Lord is nearing the completion of that number that will comprise this jewel class. And as that completion is underway, he is administering the test of patient endurance as a final test, a final feature whereby he will determine who will be worthy to receive the full reward of the crown of the life. And as it were, he sits by the refiner's fire and watches the purification process in which the dross is being burned off and the gold is then being brought to the surface. Now, our pastor has remarked that the Lord is endeavoring to do something special at this time in this work and feature. He is endeavoring to discern in this process of the trial of our faith three primary things. Namely, what will you endure? Next, for how long will you endure? And maybe most importantly, what motivated you to the way you endured it? See, he's looking to see his image in that molten metal. How much have we copied our Lord and Redeemer and become godlike in the process? It's going to reflect to him how well we have added the things that the Apostle Peter identifies as so necessary to be an adjunct to our faith, forming the complete character structure. But perhaps we may sometimes contemplate just what it is that the Lord will require. What is it? What does he require of us to literally earn and receive that crown of righteousness? Will it be the amount of works that we do in his name? Or will it be our ability to accumulate the most knowledge of his word? Well, really, of themselves, these things are both good. But I rather like the thought that the pastor used when he expressed that in the final analysis, it's going to be our character development that will determine whether or not we personally will be in the kingdom. So the question is, how much longer will we have to complete this process? How much time is left? What is the end date that marks the time when the kingdom will be here in its fullness? Well, I think that many of us have probably heard a few suggestions as to when a collective gathering event would reveal the completion of the church. And that's important in itself, but what is most important to you and to me? Isn't it our individual date with the Lord? The date that John speaks of in Revelation 2:10. The emblem is right before you. Be thou faithful how long? Unto your death, your sacrificial death and your natural death. That's the most important because he's right. That is the final date for us to prove worthy to earn that crown of righteousness. So in consideration of this reality, brethren, we have selected the theme text for this convention, and it's taken from 2 Peter 1:10, where the apostle, in this verse and its surrounding context, asserts the urgency for each of us to develop this character, not in a casual manner, but with diligence. And that's the point we wish to underscore this year in this theme text. It's with diligence. The pastor in the first volume said that if we have decided to give our all in a covenant by sacrifice, well, that's wonderful. But then he adds a little P.S. And how much are you really giving? And that's our own question to answer, isn't it? Is Peter challenging us to work hard to make our calling election sure? Certainly he is. But is there a little measure of uncertainty in Peter's caution that indicates maybe there's a contingency in our receiving the crown when he says, if ye do these things? So it's a matter of being diligent. Yes, that really is a contingency that needs to be met by diligence to develop a character that will be worthy of a crown that will be given and celebrated in with an abundance of joy as we are privileged to enter the heavenly realm. We have a panel discussion once again this year, and our panel will endeavor to address the many facets that are included in Peter's remarks. And desiring to give each of us the spirit of renewed devotedness. And you notice that's the title and the theme of the hymn that we sang in opening the convention, number 34. So we thank each brother that will serve us this weekend for their personal diligence in preparing the thoughts and lessons that will be helpful to us in attaining the goal. Things they have considered to bring to our minds that will encourage us to press along this narrow way of sacrifice. A narrow way? Well, yes, it is, isn't it? The scripture says, few there be that find it. And complete it would be the perhaps even smaller number. So, dear brethren, we close our greeting to you with a sincere desire that we each will determine to make this year, starting with this convention, going forward, our best year in making ready for the kingdom, giving it our all, full diligence, and to look to the Lord for his guidance and his help in every experience and every decision that we make. And so we pray for each of us that we will experience that wonderful help from the Lord to achieve this very challenging goal of getting ready for the kingdom.